Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Jasmeet Bansal, one of the owners of Aman's Artisan Indian Cuisine on Northampton Street in downtown Easton. Jasmeet, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. You describe your food as Northern Indian Punjabi cuisine. What do you mean by that, and how might it differ from other Indian regions?
Well, in general, when you think of Indian food, most of the time what you are eating is North Indian Punjabi cuisine, which is very heavily influenced by the Mughal kingdom, which ruled India for a long time. So very rich, very hearty cuisine, you know. It differs. Restaurant Indian cuisine differs a lot from what you would eat at home. So, yeah, it's very, very flavorful and decadent dishes.
And what would make your restaurant different from maybe the everyday Indian restaurant that's become common, not just in the Lehigh Valley, but maybe around the country? You're saying it's more artisan, maybe a little bit more upscale. How would that differ?
Yes, we actually pride ourselves on this. When you say artisan, we genuinely mean it. Every sauce that you will have in our curry dishes and all the various different menu items are prepared in-house. So the base of most Indian cuisine is this decadent onion and tomato gravy, and we actually make them in-house in small batches. Every 2 or 3 days, we're making small batches of sauces and using those in our dishes, along with all the different proteins that you get in there: chicken, lamb, goat, fish, vegetables, paneer, which is Indian curd cheese, very popular. So we really pride ourselves on that. You know, we live in a day and age where everything is factory produced, and that even goes down to sauces. You know, there are people out there who are selling bucket loads of sauces that anyone can, you know, just pick it up and just, hey, I have a restaurant. But no, we really take pride in doing that. I mean, everything is prepared in-house and fresh.
That's good to know. A lot of people would associate Indian food with spiciness. And as we were talking before, there's a difference between spiciness and heat. And why don't you talk a little bit about that so people that maybe aren't as familiar with Indian cuisine can get an understanding of what they might experience?
Absolutely. You know, there's this stereotypical view that, oh, if you eat Indian food, you're not going to have a pleasant morning the day after. You see, now there's a difference between spice and heat. You know, of course, Indian food is spicy because we use a variety of very aromatic spices to make the food, the different flavors. But there's a difference between spice and heat. Heat is how hot the food is in terms of, you know, how much you can handle. So we offer 4 levels of spice: mild, which is absolutely nothing, medium, spicy, and then for the daredevils, you have super spicy, which is our house-made, chef makes a ghost pepper habanero spice sauce. So for the truly adventurous people, you know, I would never tackle it. But yeah, you can kick it up in that sense. So there's this connotation of Indian food being spicy. So I think you need to distinguish that it is spicy because the spice is used in it, you know. And so, you know, Columbus was discovering India for spices. So we have here in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah, it's spicy, but the heat, the heat of the food can be customized to everyone's palates, you know, whether you want it very little, no spice, to little spice, to very spicy. So that's one thing I would definitely encourage people who've never tried Indian food is to come give it a try. You know,
it's probably better if they start in the lower end and work their
absolutely,
way up and start at the high end, right?
Yes, yep.
I'm curious whether Indian food has become Americanized over the several decades that the cuisine has been here in the country, and whether there are expectations that we have in the United States that might be inconsistent with how the food would be served over in India.
I wouldn't say it's become Americanized because it's so distinct. You know, even if you go to, like, we're from the Punjab region in eastern India, which now, unfortunately, after the partition of 1947, Punjab is split in Pakistan and India, two different countries, but the culture is exactly the same. Cuisine is exactly the same. In Punjab itself, you can travel 20, 30 miles down the road and the tastes and the way they do stuff changes, you know? So it's very, very diverse. So in that sense, I wouldn't say that Indian cuisine has become Americanized, but one thing is for sure that every Indian restaurant you go to, the chef's hands, they change, you know, they have their different ways of how they learn everything, you know, what their what their spice mixtures are that they use in their preparations. So it changes from restaurant to restaurant. So it's not generally fair to say, oh, I've had better chicken tikka masala at this place or that place. It's like everyone has their own flavor, you know. So I always say it as, you know, when you come to Oman's, you're coming for our take on North Indian cuisine, you know. It's not that, you know, we're doing something crazy different. It's just, this is our interpretation of, you know, how the food is. So it's, you know, you come journey with us.
And I understand that around 40% of the residents of India are vegetarians, and that'd be around 500 million people. How do Indian chefs get creative with vegetables, and how do they offer a variety in nutrition, especially protein, for people that might not be eating chicken or lamb or other other types of protein like that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's myself, I'm a vegetarian, you know. My brother, he eats meat, you know, so he handles all that taste testing at the restaurant when it comes to that, working with the chefs. There is such a variety of vegetarian dishes that are very healthy because they're cooked in purified butter, which is ghee, which is the in thing now. If you look at all these medical studies, everyone all of a sudden they've discovered, hey, you know, turmeric is good for you and ghee is good for you. It's like, yeah, Indians have known that for thousands of years. That's why our food is so good. So in terms of getting protein, I mean, there's a variety of lentils and chickpeas that are used. We also have paneer, which is Indian curd cheese. It's often called cottage cheese, but you know, that's like, I say that's like the watered down version. But it would authentically be a curd cheese, which made with the yogurt. My apologies. Curd cheese made with the milk. Curd cheese made with the milk. That is a good source of protein, but it's all comes down to flavor. There's so many different varieties of vegetarian dishes that anyone who is, you know, wants to try them, you know, they definitely should. Along with this, we will be introducing a variety of mock meats on our menu now, because there's a lot of people who are vegan now, and there's only a limited variety of vegan food. So with the soy products, which are non-GMO vegan products, we'll be introducing that on our menu, so more options for vegans and vegetarians coming to Oman's.
And not just with the proteins or the vegetables, but when you have a variety of spices that you can use, you can maybe bring different textures and flavors and combinations to things that people might not associate with a whole lot of flavor.
Absolutely. I mean, you can go from having hearty dishes to very creamy dishes to, you know, chunky meat dishes. So there's so much that's offered in Indian cuisine. It's so diverse that, you know, there's something for everyone on the menu.
Well, I know a lot of Indian food is prepared in what's called a tandoor or a clay oven. Talk to a little bit about your tandoor for people that might not be familiar with that piece of kitchen equipment, what it's like, what its size like, how hot it is, and what type of treatment that imparts on the food that you make.
Yes. So when you dine with us, if you order any of our tandoori meat selection or some of the vegetarian, like the paneer shashlik selection, they are prepared in the clay oven, which dates back to many thousands of years ago, used by many Eastern cultures, you know, all the way from starting from Turkey east onwards. It is just massive clay oven with like a big belly opening on the top, ranges between 500 to 600 degrees in there. And the chefs use it to bake the meats. What it is, you know, you put the meats on a skewer in there, and it's heated from all sides, nice even heat. So it gets this very nice barbecue-y texture on it, you know, very, very well cooked on all sides. And then the other bigger aspect is all the breads that are prepared, minus a few of them that are fried, they're all prepared in the ovens. So it's quite, you know, it's great to enjoy this thing that's been for thousands of years. People have been eating their daily breads cooked in a nice clay oven, and we're offering that over here at Oman's as well. You know, it's such a staple of Indian cuisine, and we actually have two of them, so it's a lot of fun.
Talk a little bit about the rice that you do
Yeah.
serve then. A lot of times basmati rice?
Yes. So when you think of rice in Indian cuisine, you think of basmati rice, and that is served with only our curry dishes. But we do encourage our patrons to come and, you know, ask us about the various bread options and various different rice options that we have on our menu. Oftentimes people just associate that, hey, we get rice with our dish, and they'll just stick with that. You know, it's almost like if you think of like a meat and potatoes thing, like you have a piece of steak and you have potatoes on the side. We like to say, hey, let's, you know, jazz up the potatoes. You know, we have so many different varieties of rice, Indian basmati rice that we can use. You know, we have a peas palau, wedge fried rice, you know, just various different things. So every dish that you get off the menu can be paired well with a different piece of bread or different type of rice. And we just want people to explore the various different Indian cuisines. We just want people to explore the different types of rice and bread choices that you can pair with food, you know, and have something different every time.
And talking about pairing, people that might want to bring wine or beer or some sort of beverage, are you a BYO in Easton?
Yes, we are a BYOB in Easton.
And if I wanted to bring something, what would you recommend bringing? I imagine, I mean, Indian cuisine with the spice and sometimes, you know, the heat if you want it, it's not as easy as just grabbing a bottle of red wine off the rack and coming to the restaurant. What would you recommend bringing for someone who you know, wants a beverage that'll complement the food?
Well, I've seen a lot of people bring in red and white wine. I think that's the one that complements Indian food the most, because you sip on something sweet as you're having the different flavorful food. But beer goes down well as well. You know, I've seen a lot of people just pop open a bottle of beer and they're enjoying their food, particularly when you're having the tandoori meats, which is, you know, it's a good combination. You know, so you have like a barbecue on the inside. You have a nice grilled meat and some beer, so that works well as also.
And you're coming into Easton now and opening in September here when people will be hearing this. Talk a little bit about your decision to move into Easton and what precipitated that.
Yes, our family has been living in Easton now for 20 years, and Easton is our hometown in the United States. Before this, we were in Africa. We just got a very good opportunity to move our business from Lower Nazareth to Easton, and we took it, and we couldn't be more excited about it. It's such a vibrant city. The food scene in Easton is amazing. You know, it's like a paradise down there. So bringing that diversity to the food culture in downtown Easton, we're very, very excited about that. So with the move, we figured, let's, you know, now we'd be bringing a very upscale atmosphere to the space we're moving into. So we're looking forward to that as well, you know, presenting people this ambience and the coupled with the cuisine that's, you know, one of a kind. You know, you'd have to go to New York City or travel out west to San Francisco, Los Angeles to get these upscale Indian restaurants. And we're very, very proud to bring that to the Lehigh Valley and, you know, offer something great for the people here.
And now you just go to Easton.
Absolutely.
Just me. Thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.